Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially on this day as we commemorate those who went before us, those who paid the ultimate price in battle. And ladies and gentlemen, someone who was asked to give up to say a few words at such a moment as today is our guest for this segment. And you've heard him on the show before. You know him from history. President Abraham Lincoln is with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. President Lincoln, welcome back to the show.
And I'm glad to be with you, Jim.
Thank you so much, President Lincoln, for being here and for being part of our day on this solemn day, this Memorial Day, which began officially after your presidency. But there was a time when you were asked to go and commemorate a cemetery, as I remember.
That is right.
In a little place called Gettysburg.
To go down and make a few appropriate remarks was, I believe, the way the invitation came to me to dedicate the military cemetery at Gettysburg. And I was happy to do that. And I'm happy to do this because I'm glad that you and other Americans have found a way to commemorate the people who paid the ultimate sacrifice to sustain this great nation.
Would you please say those few words for us now, what's now become known as the Gettysburg Address?
In a number of years, but here's what I said at Gettysburg. 4 score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we're engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived, so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that nation might live. It's altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note and long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It's rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task lying before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they here gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Thank you, President Lincoln. Thank you for those words. Thank you for those words then. Thank you for those words that have endured. And contrary to what your speech said, the world has long remembered those words, and they long remember you and the great service that you gave to our country. And we thank you for being here today.
Thank you. You're very kind.
And ladies and gentlemen, President Abraham Lincoln, and we want to thank our good friend Dr. Gene Greisman for arranging for President Lincoln to be with us on this great day, on this Memorial Day, this solemn day, but also this day of celebration. We celebrate the lives of those who paid the ultimate price for you and me so that you and I can be happy and healthy and peaceful on this day. I'm going to take a quick break right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blass again. When we come back, Gene Greisman will be with me.
But if I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.